Okay. So, good afternoon. Thank you for joining this session. My name is Alberto, and today we are going to talk about this unsupervised free cat. A cat is not only the animal, but in this case, is the software, how we call that in the translation, language translation industry, the software to translate. I'm 36 years old. I started working more than 10 years ago. I've been at the university. I'm a master in computer science, and I'm working most of my career in startups. During the day, I look after as an SRE in the DevOps business unit of the company who sent me here, SourceSense, and also I'm a machine learning manager for the unit. My forte is in Kubernetes, monitoring, continuous integration, cloud, Hadoop, so big data, Python, everything which is around Jupyter Notebooks, scikit-learn, TensorFlow. At night, I attend in the spare time that I have two metal concerts. And there's something here. This diapositive one is just really annoying. Okay, it won't go away. Okay, very good. Great. So I would like to thank also the company who's sending me here. It's SourceSense. We are basically a consulting company completely devoted to open source software. We've been existing since 20 years, and we have various branches in Italy, also one in London, so no more in Europe. And we are DevOps people, we are coders, we are data scientists, and so we take after 360 degrees everything we can. So today, the outline is as it follows. So we're starting with the need for a standard tool chain for translating and localizing, as we say, software project. Then I will talk about the cat tool I'm bringing here today, which is Matecat. And what's the problem with today's machine translation, which is the most fundamental supporting system for a translation pipeline? And what is the solution which is coming to the rescue? And what we have here practically? So why do we need a standard tool chain? Although there are a lot of solutions out there to translate documents and software, most importantly, it feels that too many times we have too many ways to skin the very same cat. And this is because a lot of people are not into the translation industry. So who doesn't understand reinvents from scratch. And this is always very dangerous because it fragments the efforts. And so this software industry, and particularly the FOSS industry, needs to adapt more to the industrial way of doing things, which is the only one viable one. And this is because the industry actors, which are the language service providers, the LSPs, have long set onto a consolidated set of processes, of technologies, and file formats. There's even a consortium which is called OASIS, which standardizes the file formats and the interchange technologies that allows to build a viable industry for translation. This presentation so is about exposing battle-tested technologies to the community so we can return back soon to what we love, which is hacking and not coming up with new ways of translating a software or translating a document. So the standard tool chain for a translation company or an open source project that wants to be translated starts with a CAT, a computer-aided translation tool, which is an editor that parses a bilingual file. A bilingual file is a kind of an envelope container which represents a file which is in the process of being translated. So you put this file in this envelope, everything is extracted, and you can manipulate the strings, which is the text, the buttons text, the labels, the menu voices, but even a simple docx document. You can manipulate these strings into other languages. And among other things, it has to provide the two main capabilities, which is the tag editing capability. So you can manipulate the untranslatable entities like markup. if you think about it, a lot of the content in a well-formatted file is the formatting, which has nothing, doesn't need to be translated. You must not translate that. You must preserve it. Otherwise, you're going to break the markup. And so you have to manipulate that thing, leaving that untouched. And also, number two, format preservation. So you must convert